Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, pretty good, because I'm enjoying one of those things that you get to do when you're an adult but not a kid, which is Bickers, swig straight from the cough syrup bottle. And
do you know cough syrup doesn't do anything?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. My doctor said you might as well have a couple of pieces of chocolate rather than cough syrup.
Oh, I reckon your
doctor's an
idiot.
When kids are coughing at night, if you give them two bits of chocolate, it lines their throat when they swallow it, and that'll stop them coughing.
Oh my
gosh. Just swigging back on that. You can't just drink it straight from the bottle.
Yes, I can. I'm like Little Wayne.
Do you know one of the, I'll give you, okay, here's one of the most irritating things as a parent, right? Nothing more irritating than this.
Yeah.
When you measure out. Did I miss the joke?
No, I just made a niche rap reference from many years ago.
Yeah, Little Wayne.
Yeah.
Do you need to explain it?
No.
Okay.
He was addicted to cough syrup for a long time.
Was he?
And he called it scissorp.
Why?
Yeah. Because that's what Little Wayne does.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You know, Little Wayne is not just a short bloke called Wayne around the office.
Anyway, the most irritating thing is when you carefully measure out the amount of medicine you need to give a child in a syringe, and then you start putting it in their mouth and they spit out the cough medicine, and you're never quite sure how much medicine you've given them.
Yeah.
So you don't know how much more that you've got to give them to make sure there's enough that they actually got some in the first place, but not make sure that they OD. It's a really fine line.
doesn't happen with me. I'm just swigging. But why a syringe? Is that not?
What do you mean, why a syringe?
Why don't you just put it on a spoon and shove it in their mouth?
That's old school. It's like Mary Poppins era. We've come a long way since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good that you mentioned it's going in their mouth, because when you said syringe, I'm just picturing just jabbing it into Addie's arm. No, this cough syrup's getting into any way you can.
Hey, speaking of getting into people, I need to get into you next.
Jesus, okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now,
what?
Again, a round of applause for your incredible channel swim.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing.
I'll be in on that. Great work, Tommy.
Amazing.
Thank you. Play another song.
A few people in your life that you told who supported you on your journey.
Yeah.
Three people, and I was one of them.
Yeah. Mum, manager, and mumminger.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have a mumminger. All right, Lynn Spears. That's the weirdest one to reference.
I know.
Should have done the Kardashian. Anyway, yeah. First one I thought of. Anyway, and I was an incredibly supportive friend.
You
so
always
much
are.
So.
You always are, because.
So much so that I remember things you say. You know when people remember things you say and they hold on to them and then they make sure.
What have I done wrong here?
Okay, so last time you tried to do your swim.
Yeah.
And you didn't achieve it.
Yeah.
There was something that was quite embarrassing for you about it. And one of the most mortifying parts about it was that you
I remember. What
did you have?
I had two T-shirts that say we completed a world record swim with all our names on it.
Yeah.
And we stood by the boat and posed before the swim and took photos of us all wearing the T-shirts.
Yeah. And then you didn't complete
it. And then
the
we didn't complete it. I've still got those
shirts.
Very,
arrogant.
Well, I said at the time it was bad luck. I said we shouldn't put them on before we finish. And they said, what could possibly go wrong? Put them on. And took photos by the boat. Anyway.
So unbeknownst to you, before this swim, I went and got you two T-shirts
You did.
Made.
It was lovely.
Yeah. And what were the two T-shirts?
One said on the back, this dickhead just swam the English Channel.
Yeah.
And one said, this dickhead almost swam the English Channel.
There's a little arrow up. An arrow up that takes a lot of time and effort with the printing to organise.
Had
almost kind of drawn on.
Yes, I could have had it.
So then you had two options
yes.
for whatever happened.
Fantastic.
Obviously funnier if you didn't make jacket and you had to wear the almost one. Yep. But still amazing that you achieved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a lot of effort.
Yeah, and I really appreciate
it.
It
took time. Like, I've got three kids, busy life.
I sent you a picture of me wearing the T-shirt next to the bust of the guy who first won the channel.
Yeah. You sent me the picture when I asked whether you'd worn the T-shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So there is a slight issue.
Yeah.
You know that my body has transformed a little bit in the swimming process, and I've stacked on a little bit of weight because you bought mediums and your boys are large now.
Are you telling me the only reason you haven't done more with these pictures is that you couldn't fit the T-shirt on?
I wore that T-shirt to go out and take that photo with that bust, and then it was chafing me so much under the arms and I was sweating and I looked like I was wearing a titty top.
Well, I still think you could have taken a good pic and posted it. Okay. I went to a lot of effort.
I also haven't posted any pics yet.
You did. You posted a pic.
I posted two and I said, I'll post more pics when I... Yeah,
so
I haven't posted
any
anymore.
I went to a lot of effort.
Yeah.
You don't deserve me. I'm a good friend. I went to real effort.
I didn't know the only reason you were doing that is so I could post it on Instagram.
Why else would I have done it?
Because I thought you were being thoughtful.
But that's not thoughtful if only you enjoy it. I mean, that's probably the definition.
Now you're being selfish, Tommy.
I just think 131060, have you got a friend that doesn't deserve you? Because I think that you don't deserve the effort I went to, and that if I'd not asked you, you wouldn't even show me a photo of it. Didn't care.
Can I ask another question? 131060, did they buy you something that didn't fit and then get angry when you didn't wear it?
I saw the photo and you fit it fine. It's just a tidy, tidy one, you know.
Like, do you notice I sent it the photo from the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, both tits were hanging out the bottom at the front.
131060. Yes. Do you have a friend that doesn't deserve you like me?
131060.
Yep.
Do you have a friend that gave you a crap gift and then angry when you didn't
use it? Crap gift now.
I don't know.
It was a really good gift.
It was, and I really appreciated it until this whole hissy fit.
Give us a call.
Honestly.
1060 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, do you have a friend that doesn't deserve
you? Yeah, I do. His name's Thomas.
I'm a Thomas, thank you very much.
Thomas doesn't deserve Carrie. Huh. That's what's happening here because Carrie gave Thomas a T-shirt, two T-shirts, in fact. I got two T-shirts made, paid for them myself. It took a lot of time. One that said...
Who normally pays for your gifts?
Often I get the producers to do it.
Yeah.
It said, this dickhead swam the English Channel. Yes. And one that said, this almost swam the English Channel. Yeah. And that way, if you failed, you had an option, a funny T-shirt to wear.
I really appreciate it. And I loved it as a gift, Carrie.
And you did nothing with it and you didn't post it.
I'd porked up a little bit for the journey across the channel and your petite sizes did not match.
I thought you were medium and I've seen the picture. There is room to move.
Tell me what size T-shirt I'm wearing. Tell me what size.
A large.
Yep.
Yep.
And even that's a little snug around the bust.
Anyway, I just think you could have been more.
Could I describe myself as a busty boy?
No, I don't. Nicholas. 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 I can't ask Nicholas that. Nicholas, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a friend that doesn't deserve you, Nicholas?
Yes, I do.
Who's your friend?
I won't name that.
Okay. What have they done?
I do a lot of stuff for them and I find sometimes they don't give me the appreciation I deserve.
Oh, my God. Cut them out of your life, Nicholas. That's what I say. I would do the same if contractually I could, but I can't. Nicholas, you don't have a contract with your friends, so cut him out.
Yeah, I could do that, but I think I might give him a chance.
What does his name rhyme with, Nicholas?
Let me think.
It's a trap, Nicholas.
Yes. I hope his name's not Tucker. Hey, I've heard that you have a birthday this Thursday. Is that correct?
Uh-huh, yep.
Nicholas, happy birthday for Thursday. And see how
that's
I wish...
That's a happy birthday on behalf of your friend who probably won't remember or say happy birthday. Your friend with no name.
Good on you, Nick. Dale, can I ask Dale?
Yep.
Dale, are you a busty boy?
Oh, I'm not a busty boy, but I've got a friend that that I do not deserve. She's just a gem. She's my ex-partner. She will go above and beyond to help others, help me.
Oh.
Anyone that's in need, she's willing to help. And,
oh, good on it, Dale.
Oh, you've just called to say something nice, Dale.
I just wanted to give her a shout-out, you know. She
it's
knows
not the
how much
not,
she means to me.
It's unfortunately not the shout-out segment, but no, thank you, Dale, for getting involved.
Yeah, that's
good
lovely.
Stuff.
Good on
it. It is. Yeah. Let's go down to Paul. Paul, g'day.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, you too. Are you a busty boy?
Yes, I sure can have an example.
Okay, good, go for it.
Okay, my friend James Peter Pan Nemo, all right? His nickname is Peter Pan.
I've been called all these things, yes.
Okay, and he went to America, get this, he went to America, and he found a beautiful, beautiful woman in Los Angeles.
Okay,
and he goes,
good.
And he wooed her, wined and dined her, and said, come to Australia and visit me. And she goes, okay, no worries. So they did that after one successful trip, and he goes on the second trip.
Hang on.
Okay.
James met a girl. But then
brought her
said,
back
come
to Australia.
Australia and meet me. Oh, meet you, Paul. Meet you.
No, just come back to Australia. Where I'm going with the story is that he would have convinced her to come to Australia. Then when she decided to leave America, Los Angeles, and move in with him in Australia, it didn't work out. And because they broke up, he goes, Paul, I need your couch. I go, sure, mate. Well, come crash over. He goes, oh, for a few days. I go, yeah, no worries. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, no, it's over. I'm going to need the couch for a little bit longer. I go, mate, the couch is yours for as long as you need.
Good on you, Paul.
I go, but there's one condition. I need to bring the dog. I go, the dog? What do you mean the dog? And he goes, well, because we're going to
the right. I reckon weirdly we peaked on the 11-year-old.
Carrie and Tommy. Your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and you could be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
So good. You can earn your spare time. You choose when you want to drive or deliver, and you've got no one telling you what to do. No boss, no shifts, no uniform, nothing.
No. Of course, on this show, you make us wear kilts, Bickers, and you don't have any kind of uniform like that when you drive with the Uber app.
I don't want my Uber driver wearing a kilt.
But you can, is the point.
Sure.
Yes. Yes. Hey, up next, one of the richest blokes in the world has got a new diet.
Oh,
and I
want
to tell you about
it.
No, because I'm thinking of taking it up.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy. Do you want to know what it's called?
What's it called?
It's called Kill What You Eat. And I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because Mark Zuckerberg is...
a very wealthy man.
He is, but he's excellent because I love him because he's just walking proof that money can't buy you cool. We last spoke about Mark Zuckerberg when he was talking about his favourite thing to do in the world, which is smoke meats in his backyard.
This guy is from Horizon Smokers. It's a company in Oklahoma. It does consume a lot of wood and a lot of charcoal, but it gets such a good smoky flavor.
And nobody cares.
And do you remember how underwhelming his backyard was?
Yeah, he had a colour bond fence.
He really needed to get a designer in there just to spruce some things up.
He had a Bunnings chair.
Yeah,
like he was sitting on a Bunnings chair.
It was like, it was so disappointing.
But also, it was a Facebook Live that looked like my dad was filming it.
Yes, but yet he owns the company.
I know. I know. He's invented the metaverse, and I'm like, bro, why are you just holding a shaky...
Move the camera around a bit. We can't see what you're talking about.
You're holding an iPhone 6, homie? What are you doing? Anyway, now he's making news because he's taken up MMA. Which is
mixed
a bit of fun.
Art.
Yeah. He's taken up MMA and it's so great to watch.
Is he filming that as well?
Yeah. He's posted a video and it's great because he obviously thinks it's awesome. It looks like two blokes having a cuddle. Like, it looks like we've accidentally filmed him going, you know, hammer and tong with another guy. Because they just kind of roll around for a bit wearing gloves and it's just a bit cute. But then he goes,
Stop making that noise.
Conor McGregor posted under it and he wrote, yo, effing awesome, Mark. Yeah, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's not. And they said, despite his MMA training, he spends more on personal security than any other tech executive in the world.
Yeah, he probably needs to.
I just didn't think he was going outside enough for security. Like, I thought a lot of his metaverse stuff was happening.
People probably come in.
How many does he stand there with virtual reality goggles on with real security guards around him?
Have you ever seen anyone wear virtual reality goggles and look cool? Like anyone ever. I watched some people at the show in virtual reality goggles and they look so ridiculous.
Well, last time I wore them, I was playing a zombie game and I ended up screaming on my knees on the floor. And then I took the goggles off and a bunch of schoolgirls had come into time zone and I didn't notice that. And they were just looking at me.
So he's taken up MMA.
So he's taken up MMA, but that's not the thing I want to talk about. He's also, with his MMA, as part of his body transformation, he's taken up a kill what you eat diet.
Kill what you eat.
Yes.
Okay.
So he has to go out and hunt goats.
Isn't that eat what you kill?
I don't know, mate.
Like if you're Let's killing not what, get... No, but killing what you eat. Okay. Yeah, like eating it. Like anyway.
Kill what you eat. I don't know.
Eat what you kill. Do you know? Anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, no way. Sounds good. Anyway, yeah, he goes out hunting goats, pigs, chickens, and lobsters if you want to eat those animals.
He hunts lobsters, yeah.
And so this is how it panned out. Yeah, hunting a lobster.
And then
funny.
Does he put them on his brisk thing out the back?
He's just brisket. Fishing, aren't
yeah.
He's brisket's just another type of meat. He's just making a meat pyramid.
But
that.
Is he going to, is he killing it and then putting it on a spit out the
let's
back?
Let's not ask us. Let's ask Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. He was around there for a dinner party. And how good's this? He explained to them what was on the menu, and then they sat there and they said they waited about 30 minutes because they told they were going to be served goat that he had killed with a laser gun and then a knife. Right?
Oh, why the knife after the laser gun?
Hold on, are they sitting there waiting assuming... for the 30 minutes while he physically goes out and does it in that time?
The laser just comes gun back just got breathless.
The hair off.
Yeah.
So then he said it's going to be ready in 30 minutes. And he said, anyway, I think it's done now. And he put down. Yeah. He put the goat down and it was cold. Nobody ate it.
Oh, Christ.
I want
just
to talk.
Pay a chef, mate. Get your backyard done and pay a chef. You've got enough money.
I agree. I want to talk dinner party disasters.
Great.
As someone.
When was the last dinner party you had?
Not long ago.
Oh, really?
Think. Yeah, not long ago.
Do you have a table? Where do they sit?
Do I have a table? Yes. Well, last time we were at my house, I remember I danced on the table and it tipped over.
That was a long time ago. Was that the last dinner party?
That was probably the last dinner party. Anyway, it's years. Anyway, now I'm doing kill what you eat. Come around, guys.
We're all sitting there waiting for you to go down your back lane in the middle of the city and find us something.
I'm throwing spears at my neighbours.
With your laser beams.
131060, dinner party disasters. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday, Arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Now, because I talk quite a lot about how I've had scrotox and how I hope it's a trend that will catch on more and I one day want to be the face of
what
the...
does it do? Make well, it you wouldn't be the
face. Makes it like a shiny disco ball.
Because that's what we want.
But it is, of course, a joke. But now I've seen an article and it's led me to ask you a very serious question from both myself and Jesse, and that is, do we need to be doing more... downstairs. We used a radio edit, and so it didn't even say to
of course
the...
we used a radio edit, because it's 3:53. And...
I know, but it doesn't make any sense.
Of course. But what are the real words?
Till the sweat drops from my balls. My balls. My balls.
So does the scrotox... tighten but also stop you sweating. Because, you know, Botox they use under the arms.
Yes.
To stop sweat.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I said yes then.
Yeah, I think they do to stop sweating.
Is that how you do
it? I saw some vision of us from on air the other day. I was sweating profusely. I need to Botox under my arms.
Are you joking? It's because we're in a tiny cupboard that has no air. Do you remember when we asked for an air vent? And they said, no, you'll get food snuck through there so you can eat during the show. You know, they didn't.
I eat all show.
I know you do.
So what do you...
There's a range of new products out and it's making me think I'm not doing enough, Becca.
What do you need? What are your options?
Smooth Nuts, a moisturiser that will provide you with a more youthful looking. What? I can say nuts.
I know. It's just
can
all.
Can I not?
No, you can.
Oh, what should I call them? Cashews. Should I? Is that better?
So should you be moisturising? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Should I be moisturising me?
You do you. You me, know, if that's what
peanuts.
You need.
Pecans.
Pecans. Oh, your almonds.
And should I be making them hairless so they're Brazil nuts?
Are you using the nut?
Well, there
the
is
pecan juice or so, the no, it's cashew mean? Juice.
Cashew, that's disgusting.
Is it nut
why
juice?
Are we talking about? Why are we talking about cashew juice?
Nut juice, the thing that people use. It's like
I've
very,
thought about
very...
freezing mine. Actually, no.
What your cashews?
Juice.
Is that, not is that how you activate about? It?
I'm talking about there is a juice, a nut juice.
Yes, macadamia juice.
Is it no, macadamia? Juice?
That's milk. Guys.
Do you mean what do you have in the coffee?
Are you ordering coffee and saying, can I have an almond juice? Can I get a nut juice in my coffee?
God, just comes back sweating, smoking a cigarette, giving you your coffee.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means a paper quiz is coming up very soon. Feelings on how we're going to go, guys?
Pretty good. I've got something far more exciting than that.
Oh,
if you're single, I have the solution. I think, if you're wanting to find love, that is.
Oh, God, we're selling Jesse off again, aren't we?
No, he's happy.
Yeah, I know, but I thought
you
he'd, do, any,
are,
he'd do anything for the show. Yeah.
Nah, but we're not going to, like, break up, like, you know.
Yeah, no, but on, we mate. Could just pimp him out for a bit.
I don't reckon we can anymore.
You've got a working rate, haven't you?
Surely you're first off the rank.
I think stocks are rapidly plummeting.
We wouldn't even have to pay him.
No. Yeah, true.
That is.
There's been a bizarre twist in the Optus hacking saga that is so extraordinary
it.
And very amusing. I think we need to discuss
I've never
it
been
next.
So into the hacking world. It's
have
fascinating.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because it's time to talk hacking.
I always feel like damn somebody's it. Watching me. And I have no privacy.
Actually sounds a lot better than I thought it sounded.
It doesn't sound good.
I was asking for that song and by means of saying which song I was talking about, sung it not knowing I was recorded at the time.
Yeah, you're always being recorded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you creep. Take the camera off your shoe, Bickers. It's weird. We are talking the Optus hack. What do you know?
Yes. Well, I know that the hackers have gone from like real deep, dark, dirty souls to
10,000
very remorseful
names a day. No one's safe. We want ransom to today.
Although they didn't want a lot.
How much did they want?
1.5 or something.
Million?
Yes.
That's a lot, I reckon.
I don't think. Like, that's not even the price of a house in some, like, in Sydney. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think.
So,
this is not the direction I thought this was going.
I just think if you're going to go to all that effort, sure, you want like 100 mil or something.
But so I think this is interesting. Firstly, I feel like I'm talking to Dr. Evil in an Austin Powers movie. But don't you think because I never understand with this what the actual value is. So when they put out your names and stuff, like you know how they say protect your bank card details and stuff. I've given mine out on air and put them on Instagram and nothing ever bad happened. And so I don't understand. Like if I'm in these 10,000 names,
because people could use your identity and then go
for what? Commit.
Well,
no
they,
one's.
They have your...
every vaguely ethnic bloke can use my identity already.
You don't want to be one of these people that have had their identity.
Because can't they sign up to like credit cards and ruin your credit
do
and
a whole
all
lot of
sorts
fraudulent
of
stuff?
My credit's already ruined.
Okay, this is not about you.
Okay,
your details haven't been leaked.
Just
okay,
if you want my details, message me.
Yeah, these people didn't want their details out there,
okay,
and they have them out there now. Driver's license numbers, everything.
They went from demanding that ransom.
Yeah.
Driver's license number. It's on your driver's license.
Yes, but it's yours. It's not the whole world doesn't have
but
it.
Everybody asks to see it all the time.
Yeah, but they're not using that and your
they
name.
They can just go have little cameras in their eyes and go chicken check.
Okay, so they were going to release 10,000 bits of Australians' data a day. Is that right?
Bits of Australians' data a day. They were. And now they've said, they've come in straight away and they said, too many eyes. Will not sale data to anyone. We can't if we even want to. Personally deleted data from drive.
That's
and then in
not
brackets,
the interesting bit.
Only copy. Sorry to 10,200 Australians who data was leaked. Very sorry.
Deepest apology to Optus.
Yes.
What's happened? They're now apologising. Not just apologies, deepest apologies to Optus.
Yes, hope all goes well from this. Ransom not paid, but we don't care anymore. Was mistake to scrape published data in first place.
What's gone down? What's changed their mind?
But you know what I reckon it is? I reckon it's someone who's got like, who's like in a study English literature and they're just throwing us off the scent now. And they're like, quick, let's type in broken English so they don't know. Sorry for
so
data
breach.
So you
do breach. Think they're going to release more?
No, I just no. think they can speak better than they're typing.
Well, it's shorthand.
No, it's you not. Know? It's bad.
Well, it's not writing an essay.
We will not say all data to anyone. Are you joking? Are you pretending that's fine? Sorry to 10.2 thousand Australians whose data was
what
leaked.
What does sick mean? S-I-C
it means,
in brackets.
It means that was their mistake.
Oh.
They haven't typed
okay.
that out incorrectly.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
Yes. It goes, this sicko wrote
Do you
it
not
wrong.
Think you'd ask for more than 1.5? Why do you all want me to move on from that?
Is what I don't. I don't mind.
Anyway. Yeah.
But again, I don't see the value in it at all. So I reckon asking for like $1,000 is too much.
No, it's not. This anyway.
Any bounce has got you all these details about you?
No, mate, I haven't been to a nightclub in years. No bouncer
no,
has
they
my
check
ID.
Your ID because don't you worry. 131060. Here's what I want to know. How? Oh, actually, this is better. Let's do this. Have you had your ID taken?
Yes. Convince Tommy that it's not something he wants to have happen.
This
to
is
himself.
Great. We've already had a call through saying they've been a victim of ID theft, and I'd love to know if this actually happens, or am I completely in the wrong here, or is this something that we should be worried about? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Be Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 131060. Have you had your identity stolen?
Yeah. Tommy wants it to happen. In fact, you're not even. You're not fazed by any of it.
No, I just didn't. I don't reckon that we're talking about the Optus hack, and I just don't see the problem with this data being released because I'm like, what are they going to do with it?
I think you're about to find out what they're going to do with it.
Sophie, what are they going to do with it?
Well, I'm actually a victim of the Optus hack.
Oh, are you?
Bonus. I am. I got the email the other day. I wasn't happy about it.
Okay.
But I was travelling to America quite a few years ago.
Yes.
And I did a credit card swipe at the hotel, you know, like the minibar.
Yeah,
of course.
And then
within a couple of weeks of travelling, because we weren't really that connected with internet back then, within a couple of weeks of travelling, I got home, got online and checked my bank account, and sure enough, my bank account was draining.
Wow.
And so I was freaking out because I could see the money coming out right in front of my eyes. So yeah. I rang the bank. At the time, and they could see it coming out as well, even though I had a $1,000 limit a day.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I ended up draining $60,000 out of my account.
Oh my gosh.
So fortunately, the bank and all the police and whoever was involved at the time could see it was fraudulent. It wasn't me doing it. So I was reimbursed, but I went back to the bank. And we sorted it all out. They set me up with new accounts. It took quite a few weeks. And it was a business account. So it was, you know, a bit inconvenient.
Yeah.
And then they did it again 2 weeks later.
So, Soph, can I ask, because I had a similar thing happen. I went to Mexico and they swiped my card. And I had the same thing happen. But I got very embarrassed because the bank gave me the money back. They gave me a new card. And then it happened again. And when I spoke to the bank, they said, Mr. Little, did you set the same PIN as before?
Oh,
and I said, of course I did. It's my PIN number. And they said, but they have that PIN number.
God,
and I was so embarrassed. Did you do the same thing that I did?
I'm not that silly.
Damn it.
Well,
really hung
grand,
me out to dry there. So.
$60,000 you don't want taken. So is that proof that this is not a thing that you want to happen to you?
Yeah, but that's a credit card being swiped. I agree. You don't want that to happen. But I just didn't know from this.
But can't they set up? Yeah.
I don't know. Sophie, can we go to Sophie again? Sophie, you're worried about having your details in the Optus thing?
I am, of course.
Okay.
I don't know where that's going to go, but I think now we've got a little bit of insight into what's happening, you know, through checking things on the internet. So I'm hoping I can keep, but I don't know, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
They're not releasing
anymore
anyway. They've apologised. They're sorry.
Yeah, but Sophie's already out there.
Great. Oh,
yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But anyway, we hope nothing bad happens. So
what
good
about,
on you.
Thank what you. About you, Kendall? Have you been hacked?
So, luckily I'm not an Optus customer. However, I was the victim of ID theft back in end of 2019. So I had approximately 15 different bank accounts opened in my name and three mobile phone accounts as well. And
Kendall, sorry to just ask a question early, but I need it to clear up my confusion. But sure. Like, if someone has the same name of you, how does it know? How do you know it's in your name? Is it like under your address as well, or something?
Funnily enough, at the time, so I moved to Melbourne in 2017, but it must have been on my ID with my old address, which is my parents' place in Bendigo. So they started receiving all these cards, and they were like, what the hell's going on here? And my dad's like, oh, Kendall, this card's rocking up. And I'm like, that's not me. So we soon kind of realised that, yep, it's not me. And then we're like, oh, gosh, this is a big thing. So I had to end up going what I call bank hopping. So I was like, oh, how am I going to do this, like, to prove who I am? So I had to go, ended up going to High Point Shopping Centre, and, you know, there's heaps of banks there all in a row. So I had to go into every bank and say, oh, this is me. It's not me who's opening these accounts. So it was a big waste of time. I had to end up proving who I was, getting credit bans put in place, ended up getting my driver's licence number changed, which was a big process in itself. But I didn't lose any money, which was
Kendall,
good.
Just sorry, I'm not doubting
your
story.
You're asking what
I'm
are
just
they doing
trouble,
with a driver's license?
I'm just
for
having
example.
Trouble getting my head around what the so if someone opens a bank account in your name, does it matter? Because like it's not your money, because it's just an empty bank account, right?
Yeah, it can impact on you, like you know, your credit score and things like that. So it didn't really impact on me itself. So it could have impacted on my future ability to borrow and all that kind of thing. So I had to go around and go, no, this is actually not me. I'm actually a twin, funnily enough, an identical twin. So it's quite funny.
We know who did it.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Good Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, one in three people will need blood in their lifetime.
Yes, blood also only lasts 42 days. And so to the people who have donated blood recently, thank you, but we always need new blood. So be the lifeblood of Australia, search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today, Bickers.
All the single ladies out there.
Yeah, I hear you.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Up next, I'm going to find you a husband.
Oh!
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ladies, we've been doing it all wrong.
Have we, girlfriend?
Yeah, we.
Oh, my God. What have we been doing wrong?
Oh, mean girls are bad.
Oh, my God. Hey, ladies, gather around. Not you, Cherie.
Because you've been doing it wrong.
Piss off, Cherie.
Yeah.
You get out.
Not today.
Wait till she's gone. Wait till she's gone. She's gone.
Now, we need this whole attitude but from the 1950s. So how would they have done it in the 1950s?
Your petticoat looks crap.
Hey, oh, my Gladys. God. Did you see Carrie? She had her ankles out.
Ugh.
Oh,
my name wouldn't be Carrie.
Oh, my God. Hey, Gladys, I can't believe you waited till you were 22 to get married, you old mole.
So a TikToker has shared a list that she found
that?
From a magazine in 1958.
The grandfather clock goes TikTok.
Oh. More like Doc for you, aren't I right, Maybelline?
No, they wouldn't have spoken like that. Oh, not at all.
I would have. I'm before my time.
There's a list, 129 tips women can use to nab a husband, and she found it in a magazine from 1958.
I've got one, and he's the best. That's you, Keith.
Tip number 30 from the 1950s on what we need to do, ladies, to nab a husband.
What have we got to do?
Learn to paint and set up an easel outside of an engineering school. That is insane.
Painting
that's so not, on. Imagine just say, learning to paint for starters, then having to drag it down to the engineering school and be like, oh, Keith, hey, Keith, I'm just here painting.
Look at my watercolors.
Oh, hang on. Firstly, Keith is my husband.
Oh, sorry.
Not for long.
You scraggly so-and-so.
Well, I've got my ankles out,
I don't think it's a bad tip.
Is that right?
Yeah, I reckon if I was at engineering school.
Are you
school,
now back in the 1950s as a woman, or you're a man of the 2022s?
I'm at the engineering school, okay. So I got better grades than I did get. And and so I want an educated, worldly woman. Who is that doing the watercolours out
someone,
there?
You want someone in your life who can paint?
The woman out there with the purple petticoat on and having a go at the easel.
You would be bored by that woman in about point.
Someone that could paint?
Yes. Imagine every day her showing you what she painted. She'd be insufferable.
God, I can't wait till the camera's invented.
Also, because she wouldn't actually be able to paint. Do you know what I mean?
So it'd be like, market art,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be. It's good. It's just like a Van Gogh. It's
number
not.
17. Be nice to ugly men because handsome is as handsome does, ladies.
What does that mean? Yeah, handsome.
It means
is...
that handsome men will sleep around in you. So.
Oh, handsome is as handsome does, yes. And they'll do you. Yes. So, yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Number 23. Go to all of your high school reunions because there could be widowers there.
That's a good tip.
That's brutal.
That is a good tip.
God, they were harsh back then.
Even now, I remember when I went to my 10-year high school reunion, I thought, I'll be a second-round offer for some of these.
Oh, my God.
Now we've had a couple of kids, been divorced, and suddenly I'm back in the game.
Now you're back to now, are you?
Yeah,
it's
I'm back
hard
to now.
When
now.
You, yeah. Can you go back to okay. Mabel from the 1950s?
God, I'm back.
Number 25, go back to your hometown because the wild boy next door might now be an eligible bachelor.
Go back to your hometown. Where have you gone? How far was the engineering school that you dragged your easel down to?
Number 33, carry a hat box. Of course. Number 38, drop a handkerchief.
I didn't know you needed a hat for it. The dress would have been long enough.
Well, number 38, drop a handkerchief. You might need that for it.
Drop a handkerchief. Also, I'm picturing the snottiest, fullest handkerchief.
I think that's so that you can bend down and collect it. With your hat box. Number 34, wear a Band-Aid so that he can ask, what's wrong?
My God.
My favourite, though. My favourite is tip 40.
Also, imagine this, chat. Oh, is that a ring on your finger? No, it's a Band-Aid.
If you think a Band-Aid's not enough, stand in the corner and cry softly because he'll come over and ask, what's wrong?
So that's a move I used to do. It's called the lonely...
This is for the ladies.
No, I know, but
men.
I used to do this. It's called the lonely dog, right? And so you would stand at a pub and you'd stand by yourself looking a bit sad, and if a girl would come over and ask you all right, you'd be like, oh, yeah, hey, what's your name?
No, if I saw a man standing crying in the corner, I'd be like, loser. Unless you were Federer next to Nadal.
And then, oh my gosh.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's Taper Quiz Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you feeling?
In life or in this quiz section?
Don't tell me in life. It would be such a long time. What have we got? An hour and something left of the show.
Someone would be interested.
Yeah.
Maybe not you, but...
No, I know.
1360 if you want to know what's happening.
I would be interested, but, you know, three-minute talk breaks.
Tight and bright. Paper quiz. I'm here for it and I'm excited.
Okay, Jesse,
what have
you got?
Question number one. Stannum is the Latin word for which metal?
Oh, stannum. Steel.
Steel.
Do you reckon? Hey, that photo, do you reckon that's one of the most iconic photos of all time?
What's
you know,
that?
In New York,
the
where they're sitting, the steelworkers sitting across the
is
beam.
That the best
eating,
photo and how they
lunch?
Don't die. Oh,
I think they do.
They do.
Yeah. Because I think, didn't someone die building the Harbour Bridge as well?
Yes,
I remember
they did.
Doing the walk across the top.
Yes,
and
they tell you that.
Yes.
But imagine being up that high building, the Empire State Building, with no harness, just sitting on those metal rods.
Oh, thinking of it now. I'm just thinking, what sangers has the missus packed me today? Could be my last meal. Oh, well, I better enjoy it.
If you dropped a sanger from that high up, could it hurt someone?
Depends how stale the bread is.
Okay. Yeah, definitely a can of Coke.
Because sourdough, you'd kill someone.
There's no way they had sourdough back then. There's absolutely no way.
Terry's got sourdough.
That's
he's doing
lockdown,
all right.
Isn't
yeah, that's Terry's got off bread. That's all he had back then. Terry's bread tastes a bit.
Okay, what's question one?
So we're going with question one.
Oh, that was question one. Stan and Steel. Okay.
Question number two. Who showcases their singing talent on Kanye West's Gold Digger?
That is Jamie Foxx.
Great.
Because he had the great story of not singing how Kanye wanted. It was the first time he'd met Kanye, and he got him to sing, and he sings it different to the original. And Kanye asked him to do it like that, and he goes, no, I know how to do it. And twice he did that, sung it normally, and Kanye walked in, and he said, you either sing it how I want or you get the F out of my studio.
And did he?
And Jamie was like, okay, and sung it and walked out going, that'll never be a hit. He doesn't know what he's doing. And then, of course, it went.
What's the bit? I want to hear it now.
What do you mean, the bit?
The bit, I can't remember the bit that Jamie Foxx does.
They give me money.
Oh, my God. Well, found your
how did he want it? How did he want to sing it?
Oh, mate.
You don't have that much variety, do you?
No, okay. I didn't even think I had that one. Question number three. A traditional Irish pancake made with grated potato and flour has what name?
Hash brown.
Does it?
Isn't it?
A fritter?
An Irish pancake? Is it a hash brown? With
grated potato.
Grated potato and flour. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how a hash brown is made.
Yeah.
Or a fritter.
Or a potato hash. One of those.
Hash brown. Okay. Let's go hash brown.
Great. Question number four. The code ITM belongs to the international airport of which Asian city?
So glad you asked. It's Taiwan.
Is it?
I don't know, but I said it with confidence.
Is that Hong Kong? No.
Or is there an Indonesia one?
City?
No? Say it again. Of it, which city or country? Or
no, which Asian city? ITM.
EY, our web guy, is in, and so far his contribution was this. City?
To be fair, he is the most well-travelled.
That's travelled the world. Yeah, what do you think?
I think it might be.
Come to the microphone. Yep.
I think it might be in Japan, and I think it's Osaka.
Okay. Because
of the Olympics.
It might be Osaka.
Because of the Olympics.
It doesn't.
Osaka?
Okay.
No?
Okay. Question.
Let's just pack him in.
Yeah.
Question number five. Who directed the films Apocalypto and Hacksaw Ridge?
Mel Brooks?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. Yep. Great.
All right. To the answers. Question number one. Stanham is the Latin word for.
Hang on. Sorry. Mel Gibson.
Hacksaw Ridge was Mel Gibson?
Mel Brooks is the old comic that. Is Blazing Saddles. Yes. Sorry. Apologies.
Question number one. Stanham is the Latin word for which metal? It is tin.
On. Yes, that's what we almost said.
ST. Tin.
ST.
No, SN.
What?
SN's tin, isn't it?
Are you having a stroke?
Is SN tin?
I've got no idea about chemicals.
Because I used to remember Snowy and Tin Tin. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing.
That's how I would remember it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. Who showcases their singing talent on Kanye West's Gold Digger? It is Jamie Foxx.
Right.
A traditional Irish pancake made with grated potato and flour has the name Boxty.
Oh.
Okay. Fisticuffs.
Question number four. The code ITM belongs to the international airport of which Asian city?
Oh, my gosh. Is Eli right?
Eli said Osaka in Japan. Yeah. It is Osaka.
Oh my gosh! Look how happy he is. See?
That is amazing. I had, and I don't mean to say, I had next to no faith in you, Eli. I shook my head.
I bet you in all the way, I'd like you to know.
You did.
For a pass mark, question number five. Who directed the films Apocalypto and Hacksaw Ridge? What did we say?
Mel Gibson, after Mel Brooks. I didn't say it, you did.
She's backing him in. It's Mel Gibson.
Hey!
That wasn't too bad. 3 out of 5.
And if that's what we rate all our radio content, stay with
or
us.
Or you could have heard about my life. I mean, what would you prefer? Carrie
and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, I think we've probably just missed our most educational paper quiz, guys.
Well, I was talking about Jamie Foxx, his singing feature on Gold Digger, and how... And how when he went into the studio.
Just so I'm clear, he's the... Da, 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 da. Is that right?
Yeah, he's the one that's not Kanye rapping.
Yep,
Yeah.
But you were saying that in the studio, Kanye wasn't happy with how he was doing it.
Yes, because he wanted to sing it different to the original.
I didn't even know there was an original.
It's Ray Charles. We got it there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Oh.
When I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of...
So cool. sounds very close to the actual the Kanye song, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Give us the other. Give us Kanye.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed.
So, how is that different?
I don't know, mate.
You're bringing it. So Kanye.
I just remember hearing Jamie Foxx tell the story on one of the Tonight Shows.
Well, I hope he told it better than that.
But also, I'm the most musically tone deaf person ever. I'm like.
That sounded like the same thing to me. Anyway, I like them both.
What's next?
Up next. Okay. It seems to be this time every day I bring you some photos from my life. I've got a pick for you up next that is going to be the photo of all photos.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, the Sava. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, this time yesterday, I brought you what I thought was the photo of the year.
Pick of the year, I believe you called it.
Pick of the year. And it is the photo of Federer, who, after his retirement, holding hands with Nadal, sobbing.
Yes, and we just realised when men cry, for some reason, they instantly look like old ladies. And it just looks like Doris and Gladys are sitting on a bench holding hands crying.
Anyway, I've looked at it so many times. But then I happened to be going through my my camera roll. And then I went, oh, you idiot.
Oh, there's another, is there another contender.
I called it too early.
Oh, there's another contender.
There is an actual best pick of the year. Okay. That I'm, and I don't know why I didn't show you this yesterday, because I was talking about going to the show at the weekend.
Yes.
And this pick is from the show.
Yes.
And there's moments, so you know how you think in your head how you look and who you are and what you're about, and then you see a photo of yourself and you go, oh, that's what I'm about.
I know 100%. It's the most startling one of those is when you accidentally turn your camera on your phone. So when you're looking at it, you accidentally open it and you go, like, that's my head. That's what I look at just normally when I'm not posing, and that's what everyone else sees.
So I was such a fun mum at the show.
Fun mum, Carrie Bickmore,
doing
a thing.
We had so much fun. I went on the rides with the girls. I took Evie and she took her friend, and so they couldn't go without an adult to some of them because of their heights. I was like, oh, come, yeah, let's go together. And I did scream a lot. There was one ride we did, Crazy Coaster. And
that sounds crazy.
So it's a roller coaster, but it's spinning you around in a loop in your, you know, like.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah,
like 360 as you're going along the coaster.
We understand what spinning is.
Anyway, it goes quite high. So I had my eyes closed for a lot of
it. No, it doesn't. You send me a photo. You send me a photo of
it. It goes quite high. It's not the teacups.
It goes at about my nose height.
No, it goes quite high, but then it does dips, big dips.
You fit the whole coaster in one photo, and I reckon you're standing 5 meters away.
Then at the end, they give you an opportunity to buy the picture from the roller coaster. Right? And I was like, yeah, grab it. The girls were like, Mum, buy it. It's awesome. And I was like, cool, let's buy it. Anyway, I didn't really pay big attention to it.
Give me a look. Give me a look at the new
photo.
Give me a look at new pick of the year. Give me a look. Hang on. Oh my God. Why are you so terrified? It's too.
Because it was so high. Then it went round like a spinny.
This is so good. This is a photo of two young girls just having the best time of their lives.
With their cool mum, you know?
And then mum is turned fully side on. Like, she doesn't want to.
No, because I was hoping the girls would protect me, you know?
You want Evie's friend to protect you. Yeah, and you're making a photo that sound. I reckon you'd be making this sound.
No, I was going.
Oh,
have a look,
gosh.
Show Bell.
It doesn't even look like scared.
that's me.
That's a terrified woman who absolutely does not know she's on camera.
That's me.
Yeah, legs crossed, everything's sideways, and it's like you're just trying to spoon yourself.
But I came off and went, oh my God, girl, so fun. Shall we go again?
Oh my gosh. That's the pick of the year.
That's the pick of the year.
If you do want to check out the photo, it's up on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.